We're back. TVD is back, and we're here to recap season 8, episode 8. We have history together, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What it is about this song, but when it came on during the episode, I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Love it.
It's
good.
I feel fierce.
Yeah. I just feel like a...
I feel like Catherine.
Yeah. This is like a Catherine walking out song. Hello, everyone, TVD fans out there, fellow AfterBuzz enthusiasts. Welcome back. We're happy to be here. I'm Tiana Hobson, and joining me, as always, Katie says, yay, Campbell.
Yay, we're back. I'm here. We're all here. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
And Samantha Davidson.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43, Twitter and Instagram. And Jordana and I are looking at the live chat, so keep on chatting.
Yeah, what's up, Miss Jordana
Morphin? Hey, everyone. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
I really like the way you just said that.
I know, me too.
I will never be able to repeat that again because I have no idea what just happened. Just FYI. I've said this a million times. I'm really happy to be here, guys. I missed you guys.
It was a while.
It was. It felt like a really long break, but I think it was only a month. Yeah. But
yeah. Only a month.
I mean, when you think of the grand scheme
of... 4 episodes.
I know.
I feel like time's flying by pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get anxiety, you know, when you're on something great and it's like when vacation's almost over. Yeah. And then you kind of just start getting freaked out.
Yeah.
This is what's happening with this show.
Yeah. It's the weekend before summer vacation ends. And you're like, oh, forever, man, I gotta go back to school.
Oh, my God. It's getting close. 8 more episodes, and halfway. Then what are we gonna do?
Halfway there.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll be together, Katie.
Okay.
This is when you take my hand, and we're bonded. But tonight's episode was directed by Ian, and I thought it was great. I thought he did a really great job. You know, it's hard to be both in front of the camera and behind it, so he... definitely did a good job, and he kept himself on screen, too. Because I hate it when the actors direct, and then they kind of, like, aren't in the episode. And you're like, that's cheating.
It's like, we see you. Okay.
You're not slick. But, yeah. So I just wanted to give him a little love, because I know everyone's excited
that. Kind of same note, I just thought that his character changed so much, though, from the last time we saw him.
So much. I was really happy about that. Actually, so
yeah, but where did it come from, the change? Is it just that necklace?
Well, here's the thing, the brothers, they can't both ever be bad at the same time, so it's like, because at the end of the last episode we saw Stefan switch off the switch of his morality, then that means that now Stefan has to be the bad one and Damon has to be the like nicer of the two.
But I thought that's what we were doing, is they were both going to be bad and we were going to see that, you know, one final bang, and it was going to be different. That was different about it, was that they were both going to be bad. I mean, they
are. Or maybe just Stefan, because Stefan is so bad, everything Damon does seems a little less.
Also, okay. Dave, I mean, Stefan's having a lot more fun with it, you know? It's just, like, entertaining for him. And then for Damon, it's just, you can, now I feel for this episode, you can tell, it's like he's doing it because he has to do it. But, you know...
I mean, it just feeds into our theory that Damon might have never had his humanity turned off, ever. Yeah. And I don't think he does right now. Yeah. Or is it possible he could have turned it off and somehow his love for Elena is, like...
I feel like turning that's it what back they're on. Trying to do.
I think that's why he has the necklace, because that kind of reminds him and brings him back. Brings a little bit of humanity back in.
She doesn't even need to be here, and she could help him get right out of it.
Which is actually something that Stefan needs, something sort of like that. He needs his anchor of, you know, here's the line that we don't need to cross. Mm-hmm. Oh, Katie's volunteering as trivia.
I was like, who are you waving at?
I was like, there's no one else in the studio. Katie's waving at Ghost right now.
Waving at all of you guys, right?
No, she's waving at Elena. Elena's here and just watching.
Just watching.
Yeah.
So let's get into a little bit, because this morality thing and, like, the whole we're going to push people to make evil choices now that Cade has given them this new order, I have lots of questions and lots of, like, things for you guys to talk about.
Don't ask us questions like that, because I'd kill you all first.
Okay, so that is the thing.
Just kidding.
Does it make you an evil person if you are just... I think every person would answer that honestly and be like, hey, especially if you're compelled to tell the truth, I'm going to say, yes, I want to save myself over some people I don't know.
And
you put my family in front of me, it might be a different choice, but I don't know these people.
Right, and the reason, too, is, like, people are scared. When you think about death, that's a scary thing, so, of course, you're going to say, no, not me, them, obviously them, because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly think if it was several people, like a bunch of people and me, I think I would say me. But if it was like one or two people,
I mean, if we're talking about like America is going to get destroyed and millions of people are going to die or I die, sure, I'll take one for the team and probably be greeted at the gates of heaven and party with like all the actors that we lost last year. But we're talking about this group of people that are in my anger management class, and maybe this makes me a terrible person, but in that moment, I'm thinking about myself.
Yeah. Especially if you don't really know them.
Yeah, I don't really
see
them
once a week, once a month, you don't know.
Well, he's supposed to be the teacher too, right? I think that's what he was. He's there to help these people.
Well, we saw that he wasn't very helpful.
I just have to say you all will be going straight to hell, apparently.
That's what the chat thinks.
No, that's just my personal opinion.
You started this conversation by saying you're going to have us killed. So, I know. I mean...
You're right.
You're joining us down there.
But okay. It is kind of
Kate can have all of our souls.
I'd love to take a trip. It seems cool down there. There's a lot of cool people.
But it is kind of reaching, I think. Like, that's the reason why they're getting this guy. Like, dive in and see what else he did. Like, do your job, right?
So, yeah, but the reason why I'm more okay with them doing this to this guy at the anger management than I was with what they did to the doctor, Tara, is because, and this is assuming, and this is a huge leap, but anger management, if you're in there, like, you clearly have a past with issues, and so you might have done some other evil stuff that has already knocked up against you. What I didn't like about what they were doing with Tara was that it seems like this is the first evil action she's ever done. So does one evil deed constitute you being worthy to just go straight to hell and, like, you have no redeemable qualities to come back?
And it was a lie. It was a lie. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he compelled her, though. That's what's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't use her humanity, her emotions and choices. He compelled her, so she was going to do whatever he said anyways. And that certainly doesn't make somebody a bad person if they're compelled to do something. Yeah. He didn't compel her to kill Damon, but he compelled her
to believe that Damon killed her parents, which, when... if it had been a level playing field, that last plea that Damon kind of did to her, like, Tara, doesn't my life matter, like, anymore? Because she's already compelled to believe that you are this person, there was never going to be a moment to convince her otherwise. If she hadn't have been compelled and just had this hatred in her heart, she would have heard that cry of humanity and been like, you know what? Maybe, like, this isn't who I am. I don't want to be that person. And actually had a choice in the matter.
She didn't even, like, in the very beginning, it upset her, obviously. But she didn't say, all right, I'm going to go kill him now. It took even more pushing from Stefan. So it just wasn't fair.
It was all Stefan's fault at this point. Like,
sorry, Katie.
I know. Yeah, like, I'm mad at him.
Tara was an overall good person. We saw that. And I feel like he was just... he wanted evil to come out of her, and he made it happen, you know?
I mean, it was funny to see how Damon treated her, though, because very different. I mean, maybe that's part of the reason, and maybe as a directorial choice for him, he's like, this person's going to start to soften me up a little bit because she reminds me so much of Elena.
Why do they do this to us, you guys? Like, just give us Elena.
And I feel like Stefan was enjoying that, too. Because he found the necklace, you know? When we saw him in the hospital, he saw the necklace. He's like, oh, Elena. And when they were outside, he was like, she reminds you of Elena, so...
Well, and someone in the chat, and I thought about this, Glovis Jomo said, the necklace is actually really Rebecca's. And I was like, that's what I thought. I was like, that's not even Elena's necklace. Poor Rebecca always just kind of gets swept under the rug. It was Rebecca's necklace. You're right.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I forgot about that. And that's just even... So it was a re-gift of a re-gift, basically. Yeah.
That necklace in the 20s, just... and Catherine picked it up.
Yeah. I mean, that necklace is barely Elena's, honestly. In the entirety of that necklace's history, it's not, like, Elena.
Yeah. But it reminds him of her, and it's helping Damon be a better person, which the first half of this season, everyone hated Damon and everything he was doing, and I was the only one, like, guys, we gotta believe in him. So now I'm just happy that he's the nice brother, and it's Stefan who's, like, everyone's pissed off at. So
we'll get him back.
Mm. You think you got seven more episodes to figure it out, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that I said that I'm not ready to forgive Damon. If they just, like, turn it on and we're supposed to go along with it, I'm not going to be down. But you know what? I'm going to do my best and let, like, I like nice Damon. Mm. He makes me feel good. So I'm just going to enjoy it because we don't have many more left.
Mm-hmm. You know what I thought was kind of interesting, funny, was the no drip
rule
that he, you know, came up with until obviously the very end. But the no drip, well, how did he called it? Some no drip?
Yeah,
something like that. It's like an eating disorder. It's like something a girl would do when she eats, and she's like, well, if the food doesn't touch each other.
Or it's like when you take like the sugar and salt and just pour it on your plate because you're like, I don't need to pick at this anymore. Yeah, mm-hmm. So what? You make it disgusting. Katie's like, I don't have these problems. I know when to stop eating.
Oh my gosh, no, I love salt though.
You wouldn't want to eat it if you pour it
like,
that
if
much.
It was okay. Your pancakes, like, you dump, like, the whole thing of salt on it, you're not going to touch it anymore.
So he's saying by no blood dripping, he's able to control himself and not rip their heads off.
Yeah. That's what he was saying until we saw him
at the end
with the nurse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That poor nurse. All she did was try to flirt. Mm-hmm. She was trying to get some Grey's Anatomy on in her life and go into an on-call room, and Stefan just had to go and, like, dismember every person.
It's like, you're a terrible person. But Sonia Evans in the chat brings up something we were chatting about before the show started, that Alexandra Chando is actually auditioned for the role of Elena, and they went with Nina instead. And so it is really funny because I think it was Nina Dobrev and her.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Must have been a big loss for her. That kind of sucks.
Well, yeah. I bet she would have stayed on the show.
Yeah. Do you guys think that the devil will, or Cade, will be mad at Stefan for just kind of, he's not really maybe looking at people as they're, you know, trying to get them for being bad. He's just kind of pushing them that way. Or as a ripper, he might just be killing a bunch of people. Do you think he's like, this is not what I asked you to do? Do you think it's going to come to that?
Damon said in the anger management thing that Cade gave Stefan new orders to push people to do evil deeds and then kill them and give them to Cade.
But what if he starts killing innocent people by being a ripper?
I don't think Cade cares.
Honestly, I don't think he really cares either. I think he likes that he has a ripper on his hands now.
Yeah, I think he's happy about it. Mike Murphy in the chat just said something beautiful and tragic, and I don't even know if I want it to happen. He said, the show will probably end with Stefan's death. It even says in the pilot that the show is his story.
Oh, I just got the chills. Mm.
So if it, like, begins and ends with Stefan's, like, becoming a person again and then dying.
Huh.
That would be so sad.
That would be sad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Katie's don't already get Katie crying.
I think Katie would have PTSD.
She really would.
She's already not okay. And I want to talk about Damon again for a second at the end when he goes back to look for the necklace. Mm-hmm. And just that conversation he had with that inmate that I thought was just, it was a beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm. I was confused.
You know what I was thinking with this whole situation? Since he is an inmate and he's done bad things, that could have been like an opportunity for him to take him down, and he didn't, you know?
But he says, you know, you get better one step at a time.
And what were you confused about, Sam?
Well, now I'm, like, thinking about it, and I'm piecing it together, you know? I'm like, maybe that, too, was another sign of Damon's humanity. Mm-hmm. coming out, because this is technically a bad person, mm-hmm. but he talks to him and realizes, like we said, like, not all people that do bad things are bad people. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, depending on what it is.
Yeah. And we don't know his story, how he ended up there, what happened, you know? So I just thought it was a really important message. Yeah. And having Damon be the one to receive it just felt like, okay, I feel like we're safe with Damon being, like, trying to be the good person again. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe his switch isn't all the way off. He's like, the lights are dimmed, but, like, the light's starting to come back on.
Well, and someone in the chat earlier, remember Rose?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess she said something of season one, right? That no one can turn their humanity off ever, really. It's just, like, you dim the lights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She did say that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's why you're always able to bring someone back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It's not off for good.
Damon's on his way back. Stefan's farther in the hole.
And without Bon Bon there, who's out
on her Paris trip. I missed them in this episode.
Me too.
A lot.
It was kind of weird to not have them for, like, the first episode back. Yeah, but, right. I mean, they're in Paris.
And, like, even if we could just see, we don't need drama. We could just see fun, sexy scenes of them in Paris.
Yeah. That would be fun.
So they have the tuning fork with them?
That's a weird thing to take to Paris with you.
Is it because they're trying to, you know, not let the girl or Sybil in?
It's probably safer.
Yeah, safer, right? Yeah, so they won't find it.
And also whatever was going on with Bonnie and having a connection to it, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Trying to figure out some stuff.
Oh, well, now we know. We found
we know a lot
of the witch stuff.
Yeah. So. Okay, so let's get into this, because this is where the episode got confusing and became a history lesson. And here's my problem with history. I start tuning out things, especially when you start throwing out dates and names of people that I've never met or cared about. So let's go through this. Okay, so Caroline's on assignment. We know that Sybil has, like, taken her history students and has tied them up to the witch poles, and they're going to be burned at the stake, and she wants this bell. Meanwhile, Matt and Dorian and Peter are all at the armory talking about a bell. What a coincidence, guys. Oh my gosh. The one day we all decide to talk about bells. It's the same bell we're all looking for.
And it took so long for them to figure out who these bones were, too.
Yeah.
Can someone just do a quick... Okay, for some reason, for me, the history stuff didn't bother me as much, but the stuff with Matt and his father and who he was and what he did exactly did not... I watched this episode twice. It didn't really sit. Can you just... Let's explain about Matt's father.
I want to get to that part after the bell part. Okay, just maybe if you explain it first. Because I feel like that's, in this a little bit. So, the bell... Oh, gosh. This is where it gets weird. Okay, so the bell. Back in the day, one of the Maxwell family members was known for making the church bell. So he made
the metalsmith.
Yes, so he made the bell for the witches that were burned, not knowing that Celine and Sybil also had him working on the bell, and they did some sort of voodoo thing to make it more their bell than the witches' bell. Yeah. They never went back to the story about what exactly the witches did to get caught or what or kind of magic they used to help him finish the bell and everything.
And was it Bennett witches, or are we just assuming?
Well, it just said 100 witches were burnt, and that there was a bunch of people who lived there before.
So some Bennett witch maybe had to have been included in that.
Probably. So then the bell has lived on, and then Matt's dad in 1992 was feeling butthurt about the way his family had been treated, because his family was technically an original family in Mystic Falls, but they never got the credit of being a part of the founders because they weren't rich. So he gets pissed off, still steals the bell, and throws it off of the Wickery Bridge, never to be seen from or heard from again, until Elena's parents crash, go into the river, and then that's when they discovered it, and that's how it ended up in Caroline's garage.
Yes.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how that just went through, but this bell thing, I'm just like, there's so many questions that come, because Sybil was like, oh yeah, like they used some magic, but they didn't know we were using him too. And I was like, okay, are you going to go back to that story and give me more details?
But I feel like that's going to come out, like why the witches and why Sybil and Celine were getting this bell and what they wanted to use it for. Like, what was the whole significance of making a magic bell?
Well, it's like what Dorian pointed out later on, that the bell and the tuning fork, it's like a bigger bell. So he was saying, imagine just the tuning fork, that noise already makes them, like, go crazy. So would that...
Would
that kill them?
But why would Celine and Sybil try to interfere and make the bell... I guess they wanted to make the bell not able to destroy the two of them? Is that what they were doing?
Well, here's that's kind of my question was, it seems like if they were using him to help with the bell, that the bell's not going to be a weapon against them. Mm-hmm. Because why would they create their own weapon that could affect them? Unless they didn't know about this high-pitched noise that was going to affect them eventually.
Well, I will say that I'm really happy they're trying to tie something back to season one so we can feel like we're coming full circle with something. I really appreciate them bringing up the founding families, trying to tie it into the storyline, but it is really confusing, and I mean, I'm glad they're doing it just so maybe there can be some significance in these newer characters mm-hmm. in our final season.
I just think it's a little weird, too, that Matt's dad said, you know, the main reason why he was running away is to just get out of this town because he was so upset at how their family was treated. But it's like, you have a family, too. Mm-hmm. You
That's know, what I he can't brought
believe
up.
No, yeah, it's more. Yeah. Yeah, and then I feel like it's more, and I think it should be more mm-hmm. to the story, because it's just too, like, oh, really? Okay, so you left because of the bell and because of how your family was treated. I just didn't like that.
You guys, yeah. Mark Murphy in the chat said, but the bell is probably a weapon against Cade. That could be a really good point, yeah. right?
So they can get free.
But yeah. I mean, Celine or Sybil, she just has so many secrets, you know? And it's like, at this point, if you want this for a good reason to get rid of him, then why, like, tell everyone?
Yeah.
Let's try working with the team instead of holding innocent high schoolers hostage and mm-hmm. trying to get them to kill each other yeah. and sending everyone on a wild goose chase that, you know, lo and behold, Celine took the bell. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing we got to talk about real quick. So, Celine is dead, right?
No. She ran off. She ran away.
I thought that Sybil got to her first.
No, because the last that I remember, didn't Enzo and Bonnie go visit her
mm-hmm.
yeah. at that house?
It was the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. So, she's, like, still around.
I don't know
yeah.
why I thought she
she's
was
just
dead.
On the DL.
She's just...
I'm just confused now. Do you guys think that now, like, seeing that side of her and, you know, she wanted to talk to Alaric and all of that, do you think she's actually really that bad? Or, like, who, like, I can't even tell which one's worse at this point.
At this point, I'm more on Celine being the good sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sybil being the bad one mm-hmm. just because I know that Celine's methods were crazy. But I think that she was trying to help her sister, and mm-hmm. now her sister's just so pissed about everything that she just wants to do it all on her own.
Do you think they want the bell for the same reasons? You know, that's what I'm curious about.
I think so,
about.
Because why yeah. else would Celine take it and leave that note? Like, yeah. hey, sissy, looking for something? Like, it was kind of like I have it, yeah. you can't use it.
I think initially they probably did want it for the same reason, but now that Sybil kind of screwed Celine over, mm-hmm. She's, you know, not gonna let Sybil do what she wants. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, well, I'm gonna interfere with your plan then.
Yeah.
Because Sybil, you know, it's interesting to me too. She said to Caroline, you know, if any of these kids die, that's on your, mm-hmm. you know, your sticker when you go to visit Cade. Because she made it that in her contract with her new contract with Cade that she can't go, right? She doesn't have to
yeah,
ever go
she,
to hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, right. And Celine does. So maybe Celine is trying to, like, fix it, and that's why she's being good. But I think at the end of the day, we're really trying to see the parallel between Stefan and Damon yeah. and these two yeah. girls. But I don't think it's it. I think they're both pretty crappy people.
Do you guys also, I was thinking about this, do you think that Sybil actually is linked to the daughters? Or do you think she's messing with her?
I think she's bluffing.
I do, too. I
want to. But it's also one of those bluffs that, like, yeah. you can't test her on it, because yeah. if you do, that's your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we were talking, you know, about Matt's family. I feel like they're going to throw some curveball that's going to tie somehow, like, these sisters to Matt's family. And that, and I'm just not sure how it's all going to
kind of have, because the guy who made the bell in the first place was one of his ancestors, so it's mm-hmm. kind of tied, but I wonder if there's now something that they're going to go after Matt for, that, like, something in his family that, you know, only he can duplicate what this person did, and Matt might not even know he knows how to do it or something.
But what's interesting too is Harvey, right? His name is Harvey.
Yeah,
Maxwell. He was the guy, the bones guy. Was he part of the family too? He was a Maxwell, right?
Yeah.
Because he locked them in there, or Sybil. He locked her in there and then starved to death.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had rumors about Matt's mother being the succubus, you know, this season, and there was that deleted scene a long time ago. I still maybe think she's going to come back And I just feel like with Matt's character, if they're going to use him this frequently and not just write him off the show, do something good with him, or else, like they did with Jeremy's character, nothing was really happening there, mm-hmm. and he left the show. So I just don't understand why they're keeping Matt around unless for a bigger purpose.
I feel bad that he's angry all the time, yeah. too.
Well, I think that with this new history we have of Matt's family, I think that is the tie-in, because I loved when Matt was telling his dad, growing up, I was always the outsider. All of his best friends were part of the founding fathers, or, you know, founding families. And Matt never felt included. And now he's like, I never had a chance to learn that my family has a history with this town, too. He didn't know they had an estate and all this stuff. So I'm like, I feel like they're bringing up the Maxwells and stuff because Matt is about to serve a bigger purpose.
Well, also, too, though, if Matt did know that, it seems like the town was really pushing this family out to not be a part of it. I don't think Matt could have done anything different while he was in high school and, like, really...
I think he would have had a different sense of pride about himself.
But, I mean, done anything to change the town to think about who he is and his family if they're all...
Yeah, but I think knowing the backstory of your own family...
That was so long ago that who knows if the adults at that time even knew about this history, them...
Iwana K in the chat said we'll see Vicky in the 10th episode.
What? Oh, Vicky, huh?
Are we going to hell then? Or are we going to hell?
Or are we bringing hell back? I think we're going to hell, and I can't wait. I mean,
just the way it sounds when you say it out loud.
No, but you guys know what I mean. We'll see all of our favorite characters.
We'll see a lot of people.
It's like a reunion in hell.
Sorry. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens with Matt in this. There was something else about the bell I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it was. My notes don't make sense anymore. So anything else you guys want to talk about?
Let's see.
I felt like it was a very, straightforward episode. It was good enough to get us back and set up some things. But I think, I'm really excited for next week's episode because we're going to get flashbacks from, the start of Delana. Yes. And I'm ecstatic about that.
I'm excited just to bring back the Founders Ball.
Those are my favorite. And I really convinced myself that this season they were going to be bringing back all of the events because I had read something that they would, and... I mean, they are, I guess, but I was expecting it to happen earlier.
I feel like most of the time, too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most of the time when there's an event, the episodes are amazing. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, too. Can we talk about the high school for a second? Let's go back.
Yes.
So Caroline's, her dear Elena is back.
And guys, we want them back from you, too.
Yes. Yeah. Please send us your dear Elenas.
I'll write one this week, actually. I'm going to do it, and I'll tweet it out.
So, remember how just a few months ago, no one lived here and everyone had been, compelled to leave, and now everyone's just back in high school, everything's fine?
Back in the swing of things.
We're just cool with it?
Yeah.
It was a few years ago, I thought, right? Because they did the time jump.
They did the time jump. Okay.
So it's a few years, so I guess things have gone right back to normal.
Right back to normal.
Everything's intact. You know, because the town was it's all dark and things were broken. Yeah.
Looks nice and
peaceful. It was nice to be back at Mystic Falls High School for a brief moment. And I wanted Matt to come meet her for lunch because I was no one's running down the halls, about to get bit by something, everyone's safe.
All compelled, actually.
Yeah, but they're all compelled. At least they were compelled to think that history was fun because, I'm not a history person.
That's the thing, too, is, okay, it's been 3 weeks, and what has Sybil been doing for 3 weeks? Just hanging out with these kids and doing projects and trying to figure out... I thought she knows everything about the bell already. What was she doing for that long? And then she's like, all right, time to call Caroline, and it's been a few weeks.
I honestly... It's, Sybil is such a, crazy girl that she's probably I don't really have anything to do right now anyways. Might as well... teach.
Yeah.
Mess around and have these kids love me because she loves attention. So having all these kids compelled and, oh, you're my favorite teacher. I love you.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So I agree. And something that, was it Nicholas Kelly said earlier in the chat, and I copy and pasted it, that Sybil, the quote of the day by her, is the definition of insanity is doing the same thing every time and expecting a different result. The Salvatore's Caroline and a lark eat your heart out.
Oh my God.
That is a famous quote. It's not directly by Sybil, but it's a great quote for her to say, and you're ending to that. It's very true, because they do keep on doing the same things over and over again, and it's always a problem. That's why we get annoyed watching it sometimes.
Yeah. That's why we go insane.
Yes.
Exactly. So let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV.
I don't know that it's actually... Well, okay, so sad news for people who watch the originals, if you haven't heard, Michael Narducci is stepping down as showrunner, so if the originals gets picked up for another season after the one that starts airing on March 17th, he will not be showrunning it, but Julie Plec is coming back to take over the reins of it. Because he just got a new deal to go run some shows over at, like, ABC or something.
Ooh, that's really
exciting. So, like, congratulations to him, but also, we'll miss him because he's been the showrunner for the entire run of the original. So it will be definitely hard to see it in someone else's hands. But, I mean, it's Julie Plec, so,
I will say, I think that's exciting because the Vampire Diaries will be gone. So this essentially will be her. It'll be Vampire Diaries again, maybe-ish.
We can throw some of the Vampire Diaries characters on.
And they are, apparently. You know, people are chatting about, they said Alaric is definitely confirmed.
Yeah,
to be in it.
Definitely.
There's talks about Caroline and Bonnie, so we'll see.
And then Julie Plec tweeted earlier today, 8 years has led us to Fiona Roerig, I said that wrong, Marlon Malarkey, and birthday girl Florence King vampire babies. So that's like all the cast members. There's three so little cute babies that have come from the show being around in the last 8 years.
That's
so
adorable.
I was like, yay. And then that means that it's Candace's daughter's first birthday. So
yay.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Yeah, so I wanted to say that. And then just because I want to humble brag, I didn't actually see them there, but Paul Wesley and Phoebe Tonkin were totally in Australia while I was in Australia. We were all in Sydney at the same time. So everywhere I went in Sydney that day, I was like,
looking.
If they posted a picture on Instagram, I was like, wait, okay, where are they? Like, let me try and figure this out.
So, travel around Sydney.
Yeah, I spent a day trying to find Vampire Diaries people in Sydney. So that was fun.
And it's like you also live in the same city as them most of the time.
Yeah, so. I know. So like, why do I care?
So special
but
about
it was just Australia. Exciting because they were in there, and then like Patrick J. Adams and his wife were there.
Oh, Troy and Belisario.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, all these famous people are here just like me. Except I'm not famous. So that leads us into predictions. So next week's episode, we see that Damon is going to rat on his brother to Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, he's ripping again, and this time he's not sorry about it.
Wait,
like,
quick side note, when Caroline was on the phone with Matt talking about going to lunch and asked what he did today, I thought she was talking to Stefan.
Wait, what? When she was on the phone with Matt,
well,
you thought it was
they didn't show it at first. And she's like, oh, hey, what did you do today? And I was expecting Stefan to be like, 42 people.
Killed a bunch of people.
Oh, my goodness. You know, killed everyone.
Heads were flying everywhere.
And she's like, okay, love you, bye.
Yeah, and then we also get to see Stefan rat on his brother to Sybil about, you know, this is the place where Delana started, and then we see the flashbacks happening.
She's so mad. She so really mad. Wants
Why are you mad, girl?
Yeah.
He ain't
she
your man.
Get over it. She needs to get over it.
Mm-hmm. So, predictions-wise, what are we... 8 episodes left. What is happening? I know.
Elena really is coming back.
There we go. I really want to see the twins come, or the little girls come in. I think we need them, and I feel like they're going to, especially with the witch tie-in that's going on with the bell, I feel like they need to bring the girls back, because I feel like it's going to affect them in some way as well. So
yeah. I think the Bennett witches, it's all still kind of, the Bennett witches and the Gemini Coven have always had this weird, you know, like, they're all witches, but a connection there that's going to kind of tie, I want them to tie the old stuff into this new stuff. really badly.
Guys, oh, I forgot about this. Kai's coming back.
Yeah.
Christopher Wood's coming back to the Vampire Diaries. Right. Like, maybe it's episode 10 with Vicky. Maybe we are going to hell.
And then we'll get Catherine.
He's just really hot, and I love Kai.
I love him.
But then we'll get Catherine if we go down there. And then, for sure. And then, you know, Nina Dobrev's back.
Well, see, my big prediction is that Nina Dobrev will be back for a couple episodes. Maybe only one episode is Lena, but a couple episodes is Catherine first.
Yes, I just got the chills. I'm so excited.
Katie, I feel like it's really easy to give you the chills.
I know. Yeah. I get the chills really a lot, too.
I'm just, like, an emotional person.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So my prediction is that Bonnie's going to get her powers back.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't have Bonnie Bennett and have her not go out as a witch. Like, yeah. I need my witches back. I need the Bennett clan all up in arms again. Like, I need Bonnie to have powers.
Also, girl's been through a lot. She needs her powers
back.
She
needs her powers.
She will. And we're going to figure out why she's connected to the tuning fork. I got the chills again when you said that Bonnie's going to get her powers back.
Oh, my God.
I think Psyche. I was going to say Katie's psychic, but I called you Psyche.
I kind of feel like I always have thought that I'm psychic, you guys.
I'm a little psychic, too, I know.
I'm a little skeptical. So, there's that. Any other predictions from you guys? Hashtag June wedding is Bonnie and Enzo.
Yeah, they're getting married.
They better get
married. Yeah, but people said they thought either Stefan or Enzo was going to be the one to die at the end, so I am worried about Enzo.
That gave me the chills.
Yeah. Well, chills all around.
Maybe it's because Bonnie dies and that's how Elena makes up.
Oh, right. I forgot my biggest prediction. I'm sorry. My biggest prediction is Vampire Bonnie, you know, so Elena can come back. And I think she'll come back from Paris. Like, I'm turning. This is happening. Yeah. I love this guy so much.
Yeah, they're in love. They gotta be together forever.
Yeah, I also think that Nina Dobrev coming back on the show will be kept under wraps for a very long time until
the moment it happens.
Until, like, it's almost time for it to happen.
Right.
Then they'll conveniently, like, slip it to the internet and everything, but they're not gonna tell people in advance. Like, it's probably being shot right now. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to tell us.
If Bonnie does become a vampire, do you think she'd get her powers back before that? And then she'd be wondering if she should do it or not? And then she'd just...
Oh, yeah. She'd have to give up her powers or love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. And a side note, maybe Montgomery said episode 10 is called Nostalgia's a Bitch.
Yeah.
We need to see Jeremy back, too.
Yes. Sorry. Agree with the Jeremy.
All right. Well, you guys at home, make sure you guys let us know what you think is going to happen next week. And we love talking about Vampire Diaries all week. So tell the good folks where they can find you.
Everyone, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I want to say thank you to Clever Kim's Curious. There's this really fun choker I was wearing.
She is
the one that's designed some of the stuff for the Vampire Diaries people on the show. So check them out. And so excited. Please talk to me about this. We'll see you next week.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
Sorry, I just wanted to give you fish kisses while you were talking. Find me at the Tiana Hobson all over social media. And make sure you guys check out AfterBuzz TV. We have a website, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have everything on social media. So make sure you guys find us there. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.